Goddamn, where'd it go?
Did I hear an echo there?
No, it's not the right one. Where the fuck is it?
Did I hear an echo?
Damn it. Where is... There it is.
Ooh, sports.
It took me a long time to get there. I added a new one.
Nuts are dropped everywhere. Nuts are dropped everywhere.
Look out for tentacle porn.
Did I hear an echo there?
Sexy cartoon.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Derek.
And that's the four of us hanging out on a Sunday afternoon, pretty late into it. Sunday sermon, Sunday hangover, whichever which way you want to call it. I don't know how you guys are feeling, but I have been feeling decidedly lazy, even though I did a bunch of chorn.
Yeah,
I'm the same way, man. I feel like I haven't done anything all day. I've just been a bum. Just sat around and watched like YouTube, took out the garbage. That's about it.
Nice.
I've done nothing productive. I've been having a couple drinks and playing a whole bunch of video games.
Nice.
Video games.
I've been doing a little bit of spring cleaning, which we're going to get into talking about today. It has a sort of kind of interesting... I actually figured out two ways to make it about Tacoma, if you can believe that. We're going to be playing a game. Derek's going to be a host of a pretty fun game with this. And we may even get to my own game of an Is It Tacoma? We got lots of stuff to talk about. And if you want to join us live, you can do so by hitting up the Discord channel. And we just set out invitations to people to join us and listen in on us while we record these. Sometimes we do Friday. Sometimes we do Saturday. Sometimes we do Sunday. Just if you want to know and get in with the people who listen to us live, you got to join into our Discord, which you can find at gritcitypodcast.com or on our socials.
Right.
Who we got listening Discord today? Yeah.
Yeah, the Discord has been growing a lot. Like, we've been putting in some new channels. We now have the GritFit channel, so people can hold each other accountable for the workouts and chat about that. Also, we now have Pet City Picks, so you don't just have to send them to Scott's email. I mean, you still can, but you can also post them on the Discord as well.
Yep, Scott at gritcitypodcast.com.
Oh, man.
Just send in pet pictures. Maybe the ones that are a little too spicy for the Discord channel.
There should not be anything spicy about your fucking pet pictures.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Finally.
But yes, you can just send your regular fun pet pictures in our pet channel right there. We got all sorts of fun channels in that. I was looking at the old thing and laughing because we had been talking about we got to start. I mean, just a quick little mention. We got our summer activity being Putt Stuff 2, which has many iterations of different names afterwards. And in the Putt Stuff Discord channel, Clackwax came out and asked, because we've been running with the other hole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Clackwax, could you say them like you're like we're doing a promo? That way we can get a feel for them.
Okay, so each of us should give our best rendition of Putt Stuff to the other hole. All right,
I'm just gonna come across like the promo that I still haven't recorded yet.
I posted the pictures of them in the Patreon room.
Nice.
Oh, I could probably share them on this channel too.
Yeah, go for it.
For the life, people.
So,
but yeah, we have Putt Stuff 2, the other hole.
Putt Stuff 2.
What else do we have?
Come on, let me try. Putt Stuff 2, the other hole.
Sometimes hot stuff too. Double stuffed.
Thank you, Clackwax, for that one. Scott.
No, you do it, Justin.
I want you to do it.
Which, what am I even doing?
I want you to do double stuffed in your sexiest voice.
Hey, I don't do a sexy voice.
Scott. Okay, Scott. Yeah, you go, hi, I'm Scott. And I'll say, I'm Jeff. And we'll do it like a wrestling promo. We'll do it like, and together we're double stuffed. Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Hi, I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff. And together we're double stuffed.
Nuts are dropped everywhere.
Oh my God. Okay, that's worth it right there.
Yep.
Oh,
we also have another one. Putt stuff too. Sloppy seconds.
Oh my God. That seems a bit much.
Yeah. Also, you think sloppy seconds is crossing the line?
It kind of feels like it is crossing the line a little bit.
It works though. It does. Sloppy seconds.
Oh wow.
But yeah, so people have reached
slippery
out
when wet.
That's worse than sloppy seconds.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the second hole. I mean the other
There'll
hole.
Be some
shit.
Wet balls.
Whoa.
No, but we have had people reaching out asking about the dates. We're tentatively looking at like the last weekend in July, possibly the first weekend of August. Once we have that nailed down, we'll let everybody know.
Yep. And so just have those Saturdays if you're interested. Be kind of open. I mean, don't like bank.
Oh, you should always be open if you're coming to get double stuffed.
Whoa. Not wrong. Little out of line, but not technically wrong. And we'll be putting out some more information. We'll be building, creating, designing a brand new trophy. Clackwax, her and Donovan are the ones that have the trophy at their home.
Yeah.
Because I think Donovan was the one that had the best score on the winning team.
Yep.
And so he got to take that home. They were offering to return it as, you know, the ceremonial trophy.
They're so, like, please take this.
Kind of. I worked really hard on it, though.
It was great. Yeah, I do like the idea of defending the same trophy, but we got to make sure that they're there. Like, I don't just want to take it from them and give it to someone else. They need to come and defend it.
Or maybe it just gets returned after a year. And even if they don't show up, well, they'd have to show up. They have to bring up. They'd probably show up anyway. I think they're pretty sure down with that. But we can talk with them offline with that. Because the other thing is just to make an even goofier trophy. But
yeah, I'd like just making a new one. Let them keep that one. You did a great job on it. But, you know, you'll make an awesome one this year, too.
Yep. I'm sure. I mean, I will definitely do it the day before, essentially. But
I wouldn't have it any other way.
We brought some stuff together and made a really fun thing, and part of it came to fruition when Jeff lost a third of a putter. Mm-hmm. The middle part of a putter that I then glued to a plastic popcorn tin thing.
Dude, container. I'll just start going to all the fucking local shops looking for half putters, dude.
Thrift stores. Yeah, just hit the thrift stores and just see, like, yeah, just bad golfing gear, like broken golfing gear, and how we can incorporate that into a trophy. Putters encouraged because it is obviously putt stuff. Oh, we'll need a couple of balls too.
Right. Because our nuts have been dropped everywhere.
That is true. We'll be keeping on with that and letting you guys know as how that's been going down.
Yeah, there's going to be signups for sure. Because,
Yeah,
we had so many people last year, right? You know what I mean?
We did, and that was great. Right. Like, we had a ton of people, and I figure we'll hit up Parkland Putters maybe again, unless we want to hear somewhere else. We've actually got a sizable amount of putt courses to be able to attend to. If that makes any sense. Anyway, there's a lot of mini putt courses around this place.
And also, we could start working on what we're going to do afterwards, like food
Oh, yeah.
Food establishment we will
God, I mean,
attend.
I know it wasn't in everyone's wheelhouse when we went to the Captain Crab, but I did have awesome. A hoot. It was great.
Oh, yeah. That place was delicious.
And that place was huge. Like, yeah. It was massive. Huge. Like, there was a lot of room to be able to hang out.
Just like I like my women, huge and smelling like seafood.
Wow. Wow, Jeff. Wow. We're going to move on from that. Speaking of Jeff, though, because Jeff is, he's one of the many people, actually, it's mostly Jeff, who reposts a bunch of things on the old Facebook page. And we try to keep up with a lot of small businesses that we are a part of. But also we hit like the Tacoma memes and the Tacoma crazy videos and the stuff that gets shared through all around our algorithms on that point. And so a lot of it is about like Dockyard Derby Dames and the trials and tribulations of what they're going through. By the way, if you happen to know anyone who has a practice space for roller derby, maybe contact them. Because they've lost their skate world. But also, we see stuff that really kind of scared the shit out of me when it was posted. And, Jeff, you saw it was, and this is like a thing that's been going on, but just the fact that it's, I guess it just it's happening so often, and now that you can actually get it on video. But there was a video of a shootout happening on I-5.
Right, not only on I-5, but it's a main where you decide whether you're going to Seattle or going to go to Puyallup. You know, those directions coming from the Union Club. I take that road every single time. You know, it's fucking scary. And this is in broad daylight. I don't know what time of day it was, but it was a clear day, nice blue sky. You can see the Tacoma Dome in the background. And people are just driving. It's not even a crowded. It's not even like rush hour or anything. There's plenty of space, and it just looks like two cars in front of the person filming got in an altercation, and then you hear fucking shots fired.
Yeah, this is going north to Seattle. This is around what the 705. Yeah, this is that little way that you go to either. This is going away from like the Schuster Parkway.
Yep,
Yeah, that's crazy. And they just were just shooting, popping off at each other. This happened this last summer, like this video, but
she's so calm too. She's still following them. She follows them and she's just talking in a normal voice. And they're like, I gotta go. Somebody's shooting. Okay, I'll pick up dinner. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, all right. Bye.
Yeah. But you should be, first off, don't be following like that just to try to get the clout or something. Good God. But this is also, there have been a lot this year. Like, I think there have been something as of earlier, and I'm not 100% quoted on this, but there's been at least like 8 shootings on freeways because people getting pissed and popping shots off. Like, what the fuck? Like, I get
many to me, honestly.
Bro, before that, there weren't like a lot. Like, there were less. Maybe they weren't reported as much. I don't know. But
I don't know. I just think there's a lot of people on the road, man. And I see people get mad all the time.
Like, oh, I get mad. I get mad, but I don't get shooting mad.
Yeah. Well, I'm just surprised.
Well, I see it too. When I commuted, you know, I commuted all the way to Redmond sometimes and Woodville. So it was like 2.5 hours both, you know, each way. And commuter traffic wasn't that bad. I used to joke and say, like, I would have my gun out, but I wouldn't have to cock it, you know, when you drive commuter traffic, because everybody just needs to get home, you know, or they just need to get to work. They can give a fuck what you're doing, you know. They'll just leave you alone. But anytime other than that, it's like, yeah, people are just fucking Maxing it out there sometimes.
Oh yeah, Mad Maxing it is pretty much. I mean, it gets like, I used to call it just like Chaos Fridays, because it just is a little bit nuttier on a Friday. I just turned on, and I told my wife, I'm like, we're at like Feral Fridays now. This is like the driving that I saw in Spokane on our weekend trip, where people are like driving over like curbs and stuff in the parking lot. And it's just, it's more than Mad Max. But now you're adding, I'm just waiting for some dude with a fire breathing fucking guitar to be playing while I'm just trying to get home on a Friday. Because we're there, man. We're so fucking close.
Okay, so here's the service we could offer: protection on your drive home. We'll just get some people with some We'll pick up some Kias on the way there, and then what we'll do is we'll escort this person home.
There might be other people already ahead of you on that idea there, buddy.
Oh, I think that would be a good thing. And that way you just drive around in groups. So pretty soon you're going to have like carpools again, but they're just going to be individual cars. Yeah.
So mind. Like a motorcade?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh,
yeah.
I see but what you're saying. Okay.
It. Yeah. But we're protection. Yeah. I don't know what kind of protection we would be.
I'm not that great of protection.
I don't want to be anybody's protection. No. I can barely protect myself.
Yeah.
That's right.
Truth.
Okay, I vote to script that from
the... Strike that from the record.
Yeah.
Duly noted. Duly noted. Right. The council has spoken, and we'll move on.
That's why I like transit, man, because I don't want to drive. I feel like it gets crazy out there sometimes, right? And I look around on the freeway, especially in packed traffic with all those cars, and I'm just like, we're just all agreeing to just stay in this lane and be nice to each other.
Yep.
I'd say like half of us are agreeing.
Yeah. There is, right? Like, but if one person decided, nah, I'm just going right down the middle, fuck it.
Oh, it fucks everything
up. It would be on the news, right?
Well, and that's the thing. That's what it is. That's when someone decides, I'm going to do my own thing, and then they fucking smash into, maybe a semi, and then fuck everything up. And all of a sudden you realize, yes, if you've never thought that one person cannot affect a system, just watch one car wreck completely and utterly fuck morning commute traffic. Because I've been there. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh.
When I was driving to Seattle, I used to love because I was driving in fucking early, like 3:30 in the morning early. There ain't nothing out there. Now I'm doing it at normal hours. And oh my God. I mean, you just sit there and accept your fate and sit there in a line for however long and you just hope it gets done soon. But there aren't people. Right. There are people that are so impatient.
Well, and there are spots that are always backed up, no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I listen to the traffic reports and then get mad and then try to use Waze to find a quick way to get around. And that never fucking works. Goddamn AI.
I know, but you know what got me through those times? Like when I was stuck in Redmond, you know, trying to get home. It was, Chick-fil-A. I'd always pick, if I was in Woodinville, I'd always pick up there was a Chick-fil-A out there. So I'd always grab it on the way home.
Sandwich.
Yeah. And I'd eat because I know I wasn't.
Got a pickle.
You know, you're not supposed to drive and eat. But yeah, I got like 10 feet and I was going 5 miles an hour. So yeah, I was pretty safe in that parade, you know. So I could at least enjoy some nuggets, you know, some Chick-fil-A nuggets and a.
I heard their nuggets are good.
They're on point. They're decent for what they do. And in the traffic jam, they can't be beat. And also, Siri, we did have a Siri for a while subscription.
XM.
Yeah, and I listened to The Garage with...
nice.
Stuff like that, but that's the only thing that saved my fucking sanity.
Oh yeah, I've got
those times.
I agree.
I got Apple Music. I've got a family sub for that, and yeah, I'll just like pop in an album and listen, or I'll listen to like. Sometimes it's, I mean, I gotta stop listening to so much like new metal, because I think that kind of affects my temperament towards people.
It does.
And so I've been kind of switching to a little bit more of like, I'm not going to be like smooth jazz sort of shit, but a little more of the calmer music, some of the electronica that's a little more.
Yeah, you ever got
chill.
Your face beaten by a guy listening to Yanni?
Not yet, but I mean,
God, this whole topic is so close to a question that I've had for a bit, but I don't know if we want to pop that on this episode or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could. You think we have enough in us to do a question after this?
I think that we have enough for this episode without digging into that.
Fair enough. All right. Put that in the thing. We'll do an extra bonus Patreon question for that later on. That'll be fun to do.
I just found Pocky sticks. I forgot I had these.
Oh, yeah, not hockey sticks. You said Pocky.
You just found some you had.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you just found out about them, but no, you just had a box that you forgot was there.
Yeah. That's just as good. I don't.
Oh, no, that's probably better.
It probably is better because you know how awesome they are, and you're going, yes.
Right.
They're not expired or anything, right? You're just
No, they're not that old.
It doesn't matter if they are. Just eat them.
Pocky,
anyway.
Bro,
Pocky sticks. Yeah, they probably last forever, right?
Yeah, that's just a suggestion. It says suggested right on the thing.
No, those things those things can totally go bad. They have to have well, whatever. You're in your own world on that. Good luck. Good luck, sir.
It says share happiness, Pocky. Does that sound like something that would go bad, Roy?
Nope.
Roy.
Not to me.
I was going to call you Roy. I don't even know a Roy.
I've got a nephew named Roy. Feels like one of those old... Roy. I mean, he's named after his grandfather, so that makes sense, but it feels like it's one of those old... Jeff, I can literally hear you opening that fucking Pocky. Stop it.
Don't you dare fucking eat on my...
Jesus fucking... God damn. We are not an ASMR. Jesus Christ.
Smells so chocolatey.
Oh, my God. At least put your hands away from the microphone while you open it. Driving me nuts. See... And this is a perfect segue, by the way, because I've been doing some spring cleaning.
Nice.
And, well, I mean, we're into that part. I'm getting into the attic and trying to, like, get rid of some shit. I've got, like, memorabilia that I'm just going to get rid of and sell. And I'm going to see about that. And then I'm going to, like, I've got fucking just so much shit that I don't even need, so I'm going to donate a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, you throw some shit away. But then I found out that I know one of our listeners, Autumn, the awesome and amazing Autumn, who listens to every one of our episodes and comments and participates in all of our great things and has an all right husband named Rusty. She went to, I believe she did, went to the Rage Room at Brainiacs on in Tacoma. So that's, I believe, on Yakima or Tacoma Avenue. And if you go to Brainiacs with a Z, escaperooms.com, they have the Rage Room. And I found out that, important notes right there in bold, you are allowed and encouraged to bring your own additional items at no additional charge to be smashed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pre-approval is required by our staff prior to starting your experience. So you can bring your own shit. And so we've upgraded some things and some things have kind of gone to the wayside and you want to throw some of that stuff away. But we got new dishes and some of those dishes we don't feel comfortable in donating because they're you know, they've got wear and tear. Perfect for fucking smashing, I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we recently bought some new dishes, and 100%, I just walked into the kitchen, grabbed one of them, and just smashed it on the floor. Wife looked at me like I was crazy until I was like, no, try this, and realize how fucking cathartic it is.
See, I don't want to clean up afterwards, so I would I want to go to this place.
That was the downside.
I mean, yes, you can absolutely just do that. Also, depending on, like, your living situation, maybe not do it in a condo, townhome, or apartment. Just for your neighbor's sake, in terms of like mental anguish and wondering what the hell's going on at the neighbor's house.
They're always like, Jeff, turn your music down. I'm like, no.
But I remember that Brogan had one of his ladies at the time. I don't remember which one. It was a long time ago. Had at the party house. Had a teacup Mad Hatter party, and I remember us golf clubbing teacups in the front yard. But also that was a rental, so I don't know how much they cleaned up. So,
that sounds like a mess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I like the idea of going to a Rage Room and bringing a bunch of the shit that I have and smashing it.
Yeah, I like that idea too.
And if you just have a bunch of shit to throw away. We also got that around here, too, because we got the call to haul. And if you're in Tacoma and you didn't know about this, like, you can just go do dump runs. You get to do dump runs and shit. But I shout this out because twice a year you can contact the city of Tacoma and they will come and pick up a bunch of shit at your house. And you don't have to do anything but put it on the side of the road.
Well, that's cool.
Yep.
I like that.
We use it all the time. And one of the best things also when it's done is you put the stuff out like the night before and at least a third of it will be gone before the guys come to pick it up.
Like just from people.
Just people. People will just roll by. And
did you say possums, Jeff?
Yep, opossums will take half of it with them.
Man, I hope not. They're going to be putting it under my deck. I don't need that shit back in my
house. I know, right?
Did you guys see that video? I know I'm going to get off, but that video that they glow pink?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know, dude. If you shine a UV light on them, they fucking glow pink. Weird, right? Oh.
Challenge accepted.
I know we've got UV lights. We got the big monster ones to look around for cat pee because we have cats who are assholes. And
yeah, it might be that one. There's a couple different ones. There's like a long wave and a short wave one. But if that, it might be that one. I don't know. I know this guy runs around and gets like glowing insects and shit all the time. And if you don't, yeah. I have one at home. I have a flashlight. So
you don't. Yeah, you don't want to leave it on them too long because you definitely don't want to smell burnt possum, man. I guarantee.
No, <either.
laughs> oh, okay.
I don't believe that's what will happen, but I don't know enough about.
I think
science.
It might hurt their eyes, so you
oh,
might. Want
oh yeah, I don't want to do that. Shit.
Well, I mean, just like any light shined in their eyes, right? Just be careful about that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think it's safe enough.
Just yell out really loud, close your eyes, possum.
Well, you could just not shine it directly in their eyes, right?
That's true. But how else will I make it look pink?
On its body. Its whole body yeah. glows pink.
If you want to read more about that, it's posted. The fluorescent opossum in the Scott Topics /NSFW/ish. I don't know what the hell's going on in this room, but it's the Scott Topics
Sorry.
Room in our Discord.
Yeah. So just a disclaimer on that one, because I was a little shocked by it too. It is now marked with the not safe for work tag because we had some questionable content, not adult natured, but just disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we didn't really have a not safe for workplace, so I just threw that on there. You know what I mean? Feel free to post stuff in there.
Nice.
You could drop your nuts in there and everything.
Well, nobody we'll see. We'll see.
Whoa.
Nuts are dropped everywhere.
Brogan treats our general chat as not safe for work.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Yeah, then we clean it up the next day.
I know. It's kind of like those rage rooms, but with boobies on GIFs.
Right.
Oh, my God. All right. Fuck. I think we should hit a break. Come back and get ready because we've got a trivia of Tacoma game from Derek.
Yes. So in fairness, this is not a trivia game. This is actually talking about a game that
one right.
of our followers on social media was asking about.
You're absolutely right. And I'm
but I do have some questions from it to quiz you guys.
Yeah. And okay. And then I have the game. Is it Tacoma? And we're going to talk about some of the other fun stuff we're doing. So we'll be back in a minute.
You could supposed to say diecutstickers.com all the time.
Like, that'll be my job in this.
I could ask you about your interesting coaster and you could tell me.
Oh, fuck, Jeff. I'm drunk.
You want to roll play?
Don't make this hard.
Let's do it. Yeah, roll play.
All right.
Jeff, you started.
Are we doing something now?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Act like here. Make a noise. Bang that against the. Hey, Scott, be careful. You about spilled your beer all over my Grit City podcast sticker.
Yeah, don't worry, man. They're durable. They're made by diecutstickers.com.
By who?
Diecutstickers.com.
How do you get them?
Go to diecutstickers.com.
And tell them the Grit City podcast sent you.
Exactly. That's where you can get high-quality, durable stickers for any of your needs.
Grit City 15 to get 15% off.
Couldn't come up with anything. I couldn't. I was like, oh, we need to put that in. But I couldn't. My brain didn't work fast enough. Can we do it again? This is too much fun, but I'm a little too tipsy to be doing this.
We're back now, so having some fun, having chats. If you listen live, you get a spirited conversation. Some of it about medical advice. Don't talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. Because obviously I totally mistook what we were talking about with the trivia of Tacoma game. So Derek and Jeff, can you guys catch me up on this?
Yeah. A listener I won't use his name.
Yeah, I'll just give the first name. Mike, who follows us on Instagram,
nice,
was asking about a 1990 board game called Trivia of Tacoma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And so he sent us, I never did anything like this. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll see what we can do. And I shared it on our channel, the gaming channel on the Discord. And Derek saw it and he asked for pictures. And I asked Mike for pictures and he sent pictures of inside and outside the game.
Yeah, he hooked us up with a bunch of pictures. I actually did start digging in before those pictures came in just because it tickled that part of my brain that used to do Sometimes Geek. So as soon as I saw something gaming related that needed research, I just dove headfirst into it.
Yeah.
So this was a board game, right? There was this Tacoma trivia that he had found like at a swap meet or something like that, right?
Yeah, so he found it. He found it while he was doing some thrifting, and it was specifically Trivia of Tacoma. And
cool.
Yeah, so I did start digging into it. Basically, like I went to my normal route for board games, which is boardgamegeek.com, and I could not find this game on there, which is kind of shocking because normally you'll find every board game in existence there.
Yeah, they better wake up over there, motherfuckers. They're slacking.
But, however, in searching this, there was actually a game called Tacoma Trivia, which I'll talk about later on in this. But I did actually end up finding a post after doing some Google deep diving that actually had pictures of it from Grit City Magazine that they posted back in 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the box itself, it's a red box with white text. It looks very kind of plain as far as a board game goes. And plain being, you know, like Monopoly or Parcheesi, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the box itself just had a giant round picture of Freight House Square on it, which I thought was kind of cool, kind of weird. But the thing that was really cool about the picture is that it had the phone number for Freight House Square without an area code, which shows you how old this was.
Oh, wow. Really?
You had to pick up the phone and talk to somebody named Marjorie.
Well, there was no, it was all 206 at that time.
Oh,
like there was no 253, 425.
It's that old. Gosh, yeah.
And it also lists, and Justin, you might know a little bit more about this, being on the radio side of things.
Yeah.
But it had a posting for KTAC 85.
KTAC 85 would be a, like a non-commercial station. So it would KTAC, because KTAC.
85.
Yeah, no, I'm like looking it up and K-Tac, wow, yeah.
If you're down to clown.
There's a wiki on it. No, found it. Wow, look at this. So yeah. KHHO KHO 850 AM is a commercial radio station licensed to Tacoma, Washington. The station serves the portion of Tacoma Radio Media. The station is affiliate of the Black Information Network and is owned by Heart Media now. Oh, interesting. So, yeah.
I did a little bit of digging, and there were people, like, various old BBS-style message board talking about KTAC. And basically, like, it's been around forever. It's been around from the 60s. They were playing top 40s.
Yeah.
Before they moved to, like, an oldie station on AM radio.
Yeah, so for a while, it was, yeah, KTAC. And it was that for a little while. And then changed and got bought and does all the different things that you do in the radio. God, that's cool, though.
Yeah, and these pictures are in the GCP Gamers channel.
Yeah,
everybody wants to look.
I wonder if they had sponsored that board game then. That's pretty
good. Yep, we'll get there. They actually did. So,
nice.
Yeah, so in the box, someone was also posting pictures of the rules of the game. The game itself starts with asking a question, like Trivial Pursuit style,
yeah,
where if you answer correctly, you can roll a dice and move forward. The game itself was actually made by, quote, Trivia Game Productions, stating, quote, the businesses of your area are bringing to you a customized trivia game based on the history of your area. Without their support, the months of research would not have been possible. Aww. We have tried to be as factual as possible. We hope you will find this game to be educational and entertaining. So, going to your previous comment, yes, it was local businesses that funded, like, hey, we want to chip in, throw our advertisements on there. If you look at the actual game boards, they actually have a very reminiscent of like a Yellow Pages ad for different businesses in the area.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's so smart.
The game itself, also showing on the rules page that I found, it was copyright 1990, Trivia Games Productions, with a P.O. box that was addressed from Olympia.
Hmm.
Who so as far as the, Olympia?
Yeah, so as far as the questions go, they were based, like, there was various trivia about the area, which I have a couple questions to ask you guys, but I'm going to save those ones. But digging into the company itself, because that's what the our follower on Instagram was asking about. Trivia Games Productions, it looks like I was actually able to find that company on BoardGameGeek. They were based out of Olympia at that point in the early 90s. They were focused on producing trivia games, specifically around mid-sized cities in the northwestern U.S.
Very niche.
Yeah. Right. So, like, I found various different games linked to them, like Tacoma Trivia. Again, Trivia of Tacoma, and Tacoma Trivia is basically just an updated version that's not focused on Freight House Square, but still other businesses in the area.
Okay.
They also did one for Salem, one for Spokane, and various counties as well. So like Thurston County, Clark County, and Whatcom County.
Why then just the Northwest though? That's so strange.
Okay, because it's all part of a bigger conspiracy. I bet you if you put all these games together, it lays out like a big fucking map of some kind. That's probably some
national treasure shit here.
Yep, you got to fill, and all the trivias are clues, but you got to get all the games together. But here's the thing: there's some fake games out there. It's kind of like the Ninth Gate, that Johnny Depp movie. So you got to figure out which ones were actually made.
Goddamn. That one still scares the shit out of me every single time.
It's okay. That was just a show, Justin. It wasn't real.
Yeah.
It wasn't real.
Yeah.
So I was able to, in digging, find some more information about the company, Trivia Game Productions, but it looks like it might have gotten into some kind of doxing territory, so I don't want to bring that up on this. But it looks like the creator might have continued that business in other states, so there could be more games tied to it.
Mm-hmm. We should be
part of the trivia multiverse there.
Pretty much.
Well, and so I mean,
I do have a couple of questions if you guys want to play.
Yeah.
The first one is true or false. Fort Casey on Whidbey Island is named for Silas Casey, once commander of Fort Steilacoom.
I'm going to say true.
Fort Casey on Whidbey Island. I wonder if that was the one we went to. No, Whidbey is too far away. There was a fort that we went to on an island. Not really a fort, but a camp. That's what, Camp Casey. There was a camp that we went to for like sixth grade camp for like half a week. And that one was on an island. We had to take a ferry to that one. That was weird. I'm going to say true.
Jeff, you got an answer?
I'll go true.
Okay, that is false.
Ah, oh, son God, of a bitch.
Damn it. Fucking Justin, I trusted you.
Yeah, I know. I trusted myself too.
Okay, and here's one to show how old this game is with this other question. Three incorporated communities that have common boundaries with Tacoma are Fircrest, Fife, and what else?
University Place, bitch! Or maybe Lakewood.
I'm going to agree with those answers.
I'm going to go...
Ruston.
Fuck off! Before like University Place was anything.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's how old this game is.
God damn it.
Wow.
So there were other people that were commenting on the I'm gonna blank on it, Grit City Magazine page, that they had played it with their family, and a lot of the stuff they said was very dated, and it's one of those, unless you really know old Tacoma history, you are not gonna get it today.
Yeah. That's like not like fun stuff.
That's like a Dunkelberger game right there.
That's what I was thinking.
100%. Yeah. My wife called that out too.
I know. I want See, I want to do like a game show. Like we've been watching a lot of After Midnight, which is the new iteration of At Midnight. So good. Oh, it's so fucking good. And I just want to do like a Tacoma game show. I sent you guys a text message and I'm going to figure this out at some point. But
I think that would be a fun live event.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And there's some really good venues around here to be able to do some stuff. So I think I need to get working on something.
Let's do it.
But I love trivia games and I love being a ridiculous host. So I think that's on the horizon there. Just kind of spitball on that. I love that. I love all that information though, dude. It was so cool that was all found out. And that was just from a dude who sent us a Instagram.
100%. Anything gaming related, hit me up. I'm more than happy to dig into it.
Yep. And if you can't figure out how to do the social media stuff, Derek at gridcitypodcast.com will work. DEREK.
Yep, either that or hop in the Discord. We do have our GCP Gamers channel.
Yep, and it's not just video gamers, even though we talk about video gaming a lot because that's kind of what we do, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do that. I do board games. I post pictures of stuff the wife and I are playing.
That's right. So,
yeah.
Like, I have so many board games that I tried to give you and you don't even want them.
No, I did take one of them, though, and I'm very happy to have it.
That is true. I've got the rest of them. Like, seriously, like, if you're into board games and you listen to us, check out like Goodwills in the near future because like somebody's gonna fucking score. And it's just, these are just games that some of them are in cellophane that I've never opened. And, I'm just gonna donate those and write them off.
Yeah, no, they were solid picks for games. I just have others that are similar. So
yeah,
I'm not trying to have, you know, the 200 board game collection.
Oh yeah. This is
I'm trying to keep it sub 100 right now.
Yeah. This is the whole paring down sort of aspect of it. And this is like, you know, giving some good stuff to the Goodwill, like letting them score on some of it. I sent a message to, Metro Parks because their East Side Community Center has like a room for board games. And I was like, I have a whole bunch of board games, and I sent them like the Google Doc list, and they didn't respond to me. So whatever. I guess they have enough.
I haven't really looked into that. Like a lot of the board games that I've pared down were, you know, damaged due to the rat problem that we had couple of years ago. So obviously we couldn't really donate those. But yeah, I hear all the time, especially like on Board Game Reddit and stuff like that, like check out your local library if you're interested in board games. Or
I could give them to the library.
Yeah, a lot of libraries will take those donations.
Oh yeah, I'll because our library is the Moore Library. That was where we saw Cat Luminati, the local Instagram famous cat guy. Somehow I'm not that person. And we've done a bunch of stuff over there. That's where I got my library card, my Tacoma library card. So yeah, I'm gonna check that out and see if they want my my board games, because I'm still donating them because people should have some fun and I'm not gonna use them. I got so many other board games that I still want to play and I haven't even gotten around to play those in like years anyway. So
let me know.
Yep,
we're always down to play.
We're gonna get back on that. So that was kind of getting all back on that. But speaking of games, I think it is time for
Is It Tacoma?
Yeah, Is It Tacoma? Our favorite game about stuff in Tacoma. Hanging out, figuring out, seeing what's going on. I've got three different stories. One of them is from Tacoma. I'm going to read those headlines, and our contestants, as well as our studio audience, get to guess if it's going to be 1, 2, or 3, A, B, or C. And our contestants today are from Puyallup, the wonderful, the international man of mystery, the ever flamboyant Scott.
Hey, man.
Oh, look at that. You sound pretty up there in the spirits there, sir.
Yeah, I'm excited. We haven't got to play this in a long time.
It's been a while. It sounds like.
Yeah, I'm good. I know what the answer is. I'm set.
Wait. You can't know what the answer is yet, sir.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah. Wait. No. You.
Jeff, do you know it's number two?
You don't know what it is yet. You don't know what it is because I haven't read them yet. I'm still introducing the contestants, and just wait. Our next contestant, thank you. No worries. Our next contestant, also from Puyallup, but the outskirts, the deep, deep woods of Puyallup. It
right
is
by the dump.
It is Jeff by the. Are you really by a dump?
Yeah, and an airport.
Wow,
prime real estate, motherfuckers.
Man, that is some good stuff there. That is very interesting. Ever go over to that dump?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Oh yeah, all right. What was the coolest thing that you ever threw in the dump there? Gave you a tough one there, huh?
Yeah. No, I usually pay
bodies.
People.
Don't say
yeah,
bodies.
I know. I was going to say what was I was counting the years like the limitation and of yeah.
All right. Well, I guess
I don't know. Anyway, I'm feeling pretty pocky fresh.
All right then. Yeah. All right. Fresh breath, chocolatey, and whatever that cookie little bit is. That goodness.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Then.
It's made out of rhino horns.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't think so.
I don't really think so.
Because that's wrong. That's wrong anyway.
That's probably very wrong. Our next and final contestant from Tacoma proper, you may call him the ace in the hole. I don't know. One of those terms.
Or you can call me sometimes geek.
Yes, the sometimes geek. Derek. Are you excited to play the game today, sir?
I am so excited. You know, it's a rainy day outside, so I'm hunkered down in my office, ready to play some trivia.
Ah, sound that. Look at that. Look at that. We got a couple of excited and one very... Jeff, you look great today. I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
Let's get fresh.
It's the rhino horn.
I'm sure it is. We've got three headlines that we're going to be reading and then getting into these stories. We try not to have them be too much on the terrible stories, but I don't really necessarily read beyond the headlines, so we'll all find out together. Headline number one. This is what happened when a Cold War-era missile was found in the garage of someone's home.
Explosion.
No, I don't think it ended in an explosion, but to be perfectly honest, I can't confirm that.
In fairness, that would be very newsworthy.
Right? I mean, I felt that the just the finding the missile is kind of worthy of being a news story itself. But I didn't look into it whether it exploded or not. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any more questions? Now. Well, what's up there, Scott?
I'm just disappointed now. I thought there would be an explosion at the end of that story.
Well, I mean, we'll find out together when we get to it, but I don't believe it ends.
I mean, the headline itself is pretty vague. Right?
Yes. And yes, do you want me to spoil it? Do you want to find out whether or not?
No.
All right, then. We'll get to
it. We'll
find out together at the end.
Okay.
The next headline. Store owner chases would-be robber away with machete.
Oh, that's it. That's true. That's it.
It is true. It is
machete,
true, Scott.
Machete is Tacoma, 100%.
Yep.
Well, you said it's true, but it is true. It is a story I did find online. And yes, Tacoma is known for its machetes,
mm-hmm.
but it could be a curveball there. We don't know.
Mm.
No, it was a machete, a curveball he would have just missed.
Probably.
Mm.
And the final headline for Is It Tacoma? Toddler gets stuck after climbing into a claw machine looking for a toy in shopping mall. And as you know, we do have the Tacoma Mall. Even though I have been there recently, I don't recall seeing any
toddlers stuck in the machine.
Toddler stuck in a machine, yes, but even a machine itself. I don't know if they...
I would just look at him and be like, you live in there now.
This is your home. Congratulations.
So I have a commentary after we play this game of why I know that's not the right answer.
Oh no, because you know where it happened.
It was brought up on another podcast I listened to.
Oh, that's awesome.
But specifically, I know for a fact that we do not have an arcade at the Tacoma Mall because I have to go to Puyallup for it.
Well, I was trying to remember if we had an arcade in there or not. And I
that's pretty good. Yeah. I would make the kid watch Five Nights as Freddy's while he's stuck in there and tell him we can't get him out until tomorrow.
You monster. psychological warfare on a toddler. Jeez. I do remember that I had to take the bus to the Lakewood Mall to get my arcade fix or ride my bike to the bowling alley, which is now high rise condos.
Yep. Nope. I hit round one over at the Puyallup Mall when I want my claw machine fixed. So
nice. Nice. I still do because they have claw machines in Denny's. If you can still find a Denny's, again, not in Tacoma, due to Tacoma finding out that on an Is It Tacoma recently or a long time ago. So we've got the three answers here. This is what happened when a Cold War era missile was found in the garage of someone's home. Store owner chases would-be robber away with machete, or toddler gets stuck after climbing into a claw machine looking for a toy in shopping mall. Mm-hmm. Scott, which one do you think it is?
I think it's number two.
Number two, store owner chases would-be robber away with machete.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Because number one, I just don't feel like that seems like a bigger, like, I feel like you have to have a nicer place to hold like a World War era two. Like you need to have like a big garage.
You don't think like some grandpa just like kept it and it was just found in some randos in Tacoma, like garage,
you know,
from like the
50s? It's like something you have to hide, right?
No, it wasn't found at a Goodwill, which did happen in Tacoma.
The grenade did. Yeah. Which was a previous Is It Tacoma.
See, I was thinking a large missile. That's where I was going.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Civil Cold War era missile.
Oh, because you said missile.
Because I said missile. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's I was thinking a big, large missile. And so,
like, maybe a display.
I just don't think you could hide that in Tacoma for very long.
Who doesn't think about big, hard missiles?
Whoa.
Am I right, gentlemen?
So, Scott.
And then Derek made me discount the third one completely. So.
Yeah.
I was trying to save
machete
it.
Machete it is.
Yeah, had a couple drinks, so.
Jeff, which one do you think it is? One, two, or three?
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's number one because it's Tacoma and mind your own fucking business. Am I right? If I saw even anything, is that a missile? No. And then that's the end of the story, right? You just keep on going.
It's true.
I love the fact that Jeff is like, it's Tacoma. It ain't BuzzFeed.
Shut your mouth. Yeah, shut your mouth and just move on.
That's right.
So then you're going to go with two as well then?
I'm going to have to go with two, yeah.
And Derek?
I know that I saw the story about the machete, but I want to say that was Seattle, so I'm going to go number one.
Ooh. Well, we'll start with number one, a Cold War era. This is what happened when a Cold War era missile was found in the garage of someone's home, located in Bellevue, Washington.
God damn it.
Nah, see, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
An inert rocket of the type used to carry a nuclear warhead.
God damn.
Has been found in the garage of a home of a deceased resident in Washington State, police said. Bellevue police responded Thursday to a report of a military-grade rocket in the garage of a home in the city across from Lake Washington from Seattle. Police said an Air Force museum in Dayton, Ohio, had called Wednesday evening to report an offer to donate the item, which a neighbor said had been purchased at an estate sale.
Jesus.
Bomb squad members inspected the rusting object and found it was a Douglas Air 2 Genie, an unguided air-to-air rocket that is designed to carry a 1.5 kiloton W-25 nuclear warhead.
Jesus.
There was no warhead attached, and there was no rocket fuel, essentially meaning that the item was an artifact with no explosive hazard.
Except there's like this rubbed off spot about halfway down the rocket where the guy rides it every night, you know. he like grinds it and grinds his crotch on it, and he's riding yon yaw yee.
Police said
that's the only
he just screams
there.
Yeehaw as he's
nice.
A cowboy hat.
Thank you, Dr. Strangelove. Because the item was inert and the military did not request it back, police left the item with the neighbor to be restored for display in a museum. And according to the Air Force Armament Museum Foundation, the unguided air-to-air rocket was used by the U.S. and Canada during the period of the Cold War.
Whoa, when, the U.S.-Canada war?
No, U.S. and Canada during the period, both of them.
Like
we didn't fight.
One,
we were.
Jim.
I know, right? They had to keep those Canucks across the border at that time, man. They weren't playing.
When interception of Soviet strategic bombers was a major military concern. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those were times, weren't they? Good old days.
Good old everybody days. Everybody had a nuclear missile in their fucking garage just in case.
When everyone, instead of getting under the desk for earthquakes, they were getting under them for nuclear explosions.
Right, exactly.
If you don't see the flash, you're fine.
Ah, boy. Because then you're just vaporized? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's probably it.
The second Is It Tacoma story. Store owner chases would-be robber away with machete. No, it wasn't set up to be this way. But yes, Tacoma, Washington. There was an attempted robbery in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood that took a shocking turn on February 5th. 70-year-old, the owner of Salina One Market told Cairo 7 that when a man pointed a small knife at him while attempting to rob his cash register, he pulled out a machete, catching the would-be robber off guard and chasing him out of the store. There's video for this. I'm going to just post it in the general chat. The whole article, so you can go look at it later in our Discord channel. But it's hilarious because the guy's like, total like Crocodile Dundee, that ain't a knife, this is a knife sort of aspect here. According to the man, the saga didn't end there. On February 6th, TPD found the suspect, and according to the man, that suspect was booked and released the same day. And then right after his release, the suspect returned to the one market, threatening to rob and then kill the store owner.
Jesus.
And then the guy said, aren't you the guy who tried to rob me? He said, yes. And that he, instead of pulling out his machete, he just pushed the man out this time. He stood by the door, and I said, okay, you have to leave now. Boom, I hit him right. He fell, and those guys ran out, and they kept him down until the police came again. That's amazing. And he was arrested again and booked into Pierce County Jail, charged with felony harassment and robbery in the first degree. And, So, that guy was a dum-dum.
Right.
And so congratulations to Scott and Jeff. The final story, toddler gets stuck after climbing into a claw machine looking for a toy.
I want to call it out. Was it Australia on this one?
Yes, in an Australian shopping mall. Yep,
makes sense.
That's the newest one. I've heard this happen before in the past, but yeah, this was in Brisbane, Australia. They came to the aid of a 3-year-old boy after he became trapped inside the claw machine at the suburban shopping mall.
Right, because you know why? Because they're already surrounded by all those kangaroos and all those baby roos. You know, they crawl into their mama's pouch. So all these kids, they see this
they
all day. So they find the nearest little hole and they crawl right in it.
The boy's father said his son disappeared into the claw machine's prize dispenser and inside it in a split second. He said, I had zero chance to react to it. It was unbelievable how fast he climbed up there.
And he was like, look, daddy, I'm a kangaroo.
You were so fast. This is lightning fast.
Yeah, like a fucking, he's like fast a rabbit.
I've never seen a kid move.
Fucking, in fairness, this is a larger child than I thought of when I first heard this story.
Yeah, he took the harness off him just for a minute. They ain't going to do that again.
And he's gone. I love that machete story. Like, it literally
He is a big kid too, huh?
He seems pretty sizable. Like, he
got all the way up in there too.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure kids have like bones and stuff. How do they fucking get slide through that, man?
They're pretty flexible.
I thought he would just be standing or stuck in the part where the toy comes out, right?
No, bro's all the way in there.
Yeah, he's all the way up in there, sitting like up in there with the stuffed animals.
I guess
he's like, I've seen cat videos for the same way. It's like, how the fuck is a cat getting in there?
Yeah, but a kid.
Right.
Usually, I mean, look at the kid's noggin. Like, you wouldn't think that head could fit through that.
Dude, the dad should have just tried to win him.
I know, right?
Win me, daddy.
Fucking poke his head out. Yeah. Look at all those squishmallows. Apparently the kid got one for his prize for getting in there.
Whatever. He got thrown in jail. The cops
Throwing all of them out the out the prize.
I know, right?
I won. Go fuck yourself.
It was a plushy anarchy situation.
I don't want to deal with plushy anarchies.
Okay.
A quick shout out to last week's guest, which was Side Piece Kitchen. If you didn't If you didn't listen to that episode, go back and listen to it. It's an epic one. If you're listening live on the Discord channel, it drops soon. But
yeah, they were great,
man. Oh my God.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
And the food was unbelievable.
Fucking primo. I've loved their food before, and we had talked about them previously, and I glow them up as much as possible because it's legit. It's so good. But they hooked us up, like, full transparency. They brought fucking biscuits, and they were great.
They brought biscuits. They brought cheesecake. All of it was amazing. I am not a biscuit guy, but, like, the next morning, we made breakfast sandwiches with those, and it was so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and Package Man UPS is in our podcast, in our Discord channel talking. They're doing a Frisco Freeze collab. And if you go back, and there's more details in that episode about what they're doing. And they're doing a whole huge thing. It's more than just Frisco Freeze.
Yep.
This shit is fucking off the rails. Like, we talked with them, and the only reason why we stopped was because we had more guests that had to podcast. Like, they are so fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I felt bad about that. I had to call it out because yep. We did have another guest on the way. But they hooked us up with a lot of info that you can... Well, that episode will have already dropped, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard it, go back to it. If you
have not listened to it, go back to it, because we know about the other collaborations they're doing.
Yep. And, oh, dude, if you're a fan of Tacoma and Tacoma food, there's going to be some fucking great things that are happening in the month of March. I'm so excited for it.
And support them, and make sure you give them love. They're trying the best they can. They're trying new things. There's always some little hiccups along the way. They learn, we learn, you know?
Yep.
So give them a lot of love and be patient.
Yep. Give them a follow on their socials. That's really the best way, because they are so active. Haley is amazingly active on the socials and keeping up with information. Their menu drops, because each week is a new thing. Like, they're all over the place. They bring some amazing stuff, and the only way to get it, because, yeah, they sell out almost every day at noon. You got to get in early, and you have to be dedicated, and that's because they're super popular, because their shit's super good. We'll always talk about how awesome they are, and because they also glow up other community entities as well, small businesses and the like. So everyone's just trying to promote and help everyone else in that. If you can find that cool circle of people, it's really neat to be able to be a little bit of a part of that with what we do.
Yep.
I mean, and that even just goes out to all of the stuff that we're doing, because like we were talking about putt stuff, because we're doing it because we want to do something in Tacoma. And even though it's not necessarily in Tacoma, the one of the places that we go to, the conventions that we hit up, we always hit Grit City Comic Show, and that's our fall one. But our spring/ almost summer one, Memorial Day one generally, but actually it's early May this year. The May, I guess, convention is Crypticon. And before we started recording, Jeff, you were going absolutely nuts just rolling down the list of guests, and it got me so fucking hyped.
Right. They got everybody from the new flicks, or kind of new Hereditary. Everybody remember that one with that little girl that loses her life?
Yep.
In a weird way. And then Quinn Lord, he's the dude, a little Trick or Treat guy from that movie Trick or Treat. He's that little
still need to watch that. I've never seen that one.
It is the best Halloween analog movie.
That's what I've heard.
It raised the bar so high. But he's going to be there. So he acted as a kid. I really like listening to the child actors, because they have a totally different, you know, they were there at the business end of it, you know, so it's kind of fun to ask them what they remember. Like, how did you feel about stabbing that guy? And he's like, I don't know. Just like they told me to do it. You know? Billy Zane. Everybody remember Billy Zane?
Hell little yeah.
Movie,
yeah.
Little boat movie called Titanic Critters.
I was going to go more with Tales from the Crypt, but...
Yeah, Demon Knight.
Demon Knight was awesome. I love Demon Knight.
Oh, yeah. He played such a fucking unnerving character. He was so calm and so fucking evil, just straight through.
Yep.
Joe Dante, Gremlins, The Howling, Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
That's funny.
He's the director, I think, right? Director, writer, director?
I don't know.
anyway, I know his name. I've seen those. Oh, and you guys into Nuns? You guys into Nuns?
What?
The nun. the lady who plays that big scary nun is gonna. Bonnie Aarons is gonna be there.
I was just like, no, where are you going with this, Jeff?
Are you
just like getting Jeff to a nunnery?
Yeah, are you oversharing again, sir?
Yeah, that ain't. Yeah, sometimes. Kim Forhey, I've seen him a couple times at cons up in Florida. Dawn of the Dead, From Beyond, and my favorite was from The Devil's Rejects. He got some.
Nice.
Good shit. Guy from Silent Night, Deadly Night. His name's Robert Brian Wilson. Played a psycho Santa Claus. Barbara Crampton from Reanimator, From Beyond, and Chopping Mall. You guys remember Chopping Mall?
I remember Chopping Mall.
Watch that.
The thing I remember about Chopping Mall, I think, was the same. Like, I remember a lot of like the VHS covers. I mean, most of it was because of Blockbuster or a movie. Things, but I remember that one. Yeah, that one was fucking gross. It was so nasty.
Right. For the time. It was very and a lot. No CGI. It was all practical effects.
Well, yeah, no, yes. And we talked about VHSs on our patrons.
That's right.
Subscribe to our Patreon and you get those bonus episodes. We talked about VHSs that we had gotten from Blockbuster and Hollywood Video.
Man, that's right. Another reason why to subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. And we got a couple more people. Stephen McHattie, he's from The Watchmen, from Pontypool and Orphan Black. You'll know him if you see him.
Yep. Haven't seen Pontypool, it's pretty amazing because it's all set inside of a radio studio where a zombie virus breaks out but goes out over the airwaves. And so it's kind of like a single room play with him and then some other stuff happening as it goes along. But it's really, really good. And I remember seeing that at Crypticon one year because they show a lot of different movies. I saw it there. And I remember also seeing Dead Snow, which is a movie about Nazi zombies in winter. And it's pretty fantastic. And I never knew how elastic intestines were until I watched that movie.
Exactly, man. So these guys, they get in it elbow deep, these actors.
Literally.
Eugene Clark, he played in The Land of the Dead, if you guys ever watched that, where the zombies are more intelligent. It's like they're continuing their human lives as zombies. And I think this was the first time we kind of saw that. I think it was before Walking Dead and all that.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, this guy brought the next generation of zombies to the screen. And one of my favorites, Jeffrey Combs from Reanimator, From Beyond, Star Trek Deep Space Nine. He's a character actor. Just real. If you see him, his acting on screen. And I think they're burying the lead. He was in a Michael J. Fox one, The Frighteners.
I remember The Frighteners. Oh, man.
Such a good
movie. That was a good one.
Right? He plays that weird cult detective guy with the weird haircut.
Yep. Nope. I know who this is now.
The dude can act without saying a word. He just has to look at you and he just looks so fucking creepy. He just emits this.
And the shit I love it about the people that come to these, like the actors who come to like horror conventions specifically, like they get to see how much the fans appreciate them. And they are usually so cool.
Right.
Like, just like I remember, like, in the past, like Matthew Lillard, just being like an amazing dude there. I remember just having just really cool conversations and just with all sorts of different people. Clint Howard, just having a conversation about radio with Clint Howard for just because he was interested in what I did. I was like, wait, what? Nice. I want to talk to you, bro. But cool. Thank you. Yeah. You know, and just all of the cool people, and it's always worth it to go and check it out, and it's always fun. And with Crypticon, I love going. I'm going to be doing some panels, and you guys might be helping me as well. We're going to figure that all out, and I'll make more announcements as it becomes official. But I'll be talking about some shit.
Nice.
Like, not shit, but like good information stuff.
Right, because I think there's another generation of podcast people coming out, and it's kind of good to clear the air about what it's really like. You've seen it from the from almost the start. I think we kind of all started kind of in the second part of podcasting in general.
Yeah, like the boom of it.
Yeah. So yeah, you got some good experience. And as a group, I think we're very lucky because we have a lot of people with a lot of different skills, you know, so, and it's changed so much. And I think, I can't wait to see what's next. You know,
I agree. And I'm excited for that. Sorry. That laugh was, about a Discord chat that a package man UPS just came up with, but I agree with everything you said.
Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to everybody that's been listening live on the Discord.
Yeah.
We have C-Note, Chansey, Christina, my wife's listening. We also have Michelle, Justin, your wife.
Yeah.
Package Man UPS, who's been hooking us up with a whole lot of questions that we might need to do a little bonus episode. Tecomptophiles, as well as Twisted Zombie.
Yeah, and this is a huge group of people that are joining us live.
Yeah, I actually had to add on to how many people we could have listening live because we filled up.
That's amazing. And so thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us and listening to us live. Maybe we should hit some of these questions. And we can bullshit a little bit on a special episode. I feel that this is a pretty good one for us now. Go check out CrypticonSeattle.com. Because you can get the full list of everyone and see everything that's going on there. It's May 3rd through the 5th. And I'm very excited for this because that's my birthday weekend. So we're going to, I know I'm going to try to at least on Friday night party at the Biohazard 13th floor party, along with all the other people that go along with it. But I mean, Biohazard is the main party that is our digs and our jam. But we do attend all of the parties that happen on the 13th floor there. And seeing some panels, seeing some guests, seeing some amazing actors, the visual makeup artists, the freaking vendors that are always amazing there. I'm sure Ken Carlson will be there because Hellbound Slant 6 is a perfect thing. And he was there last year as well. I mean, we partied with him.
And he's got some stuff coming up, too. I don't know. I haven't talked to him recently. But, he's moving and shaking, man.
Absolutely. So check it out, CryptoCon Seattle. You can see us live there. You can check us out live with the putt stuff, double stuffed other hole. I don't know. It's a lot of different words going on with that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure all that out. And the best way is just to be a part of it. I'm so excited for it. But that's not even close to like what the shit we got going on. But thank you everyone for listening. And, until next time, stay great.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.
Double stuffed.